Coming up next, lying down on the job. Earlier this month, the space shuttle Discovery made a successful return to Earth. While most of the crew had only been in space for 15 days, Clay Anderson was returning from a stint 10 times longer. He'd been away for 152 days on the International Space Station. So, what did Clay do when he got back? Wave to the crowds? Celebrate at a reception? Nope. He lay down on a table and spent the next few hours being examined. The scientist doing the examining was a Canadian, Dr. Richard Hewson. He's a professor at the University of Waterloo who's exploring the effects of spaceflight on the human body. Dr. Hewson, welcome back to the program.
Thanks very much.
Now, so what was it like for you to be at the landing of the space shuttle?
Oh, it was absolutely thrilling to see the shuttle coming in, and the way they landed this time. They flew over our heads, did a big loop, and then came back directly over our head again. The first time they went by, they were about 30,000 feet, and it seemed like less than 30 seconds later, they were coming down at 7,000 feet over our head, and they had only about 7,000 feet until they got to the runway. So they were just dropping like a stone.
And fortunately, they didn't land like a stone.
That's right, yeah. Fortunately, the commander knows how to flare it up just at the last second and land properly.
Mm-hmm. Now, as soon as it landed, what did you have to do?
Well, we sort of stood around and waited for a while, actually. We didn't have Clay Anderson over to the lab until a little over 2 hours after he landed. They put him on the crew transport vehicle, and he stayed there lying flat, because NASA actually brings him back flat on the shuttle. All the short-stay astronauts are sitting up in their seats, but Clay and all the other long-duration astronauts actually come back flat. But within 3.5 hours of his landing, and before he ever went into an upright posture, we got to do our research project.
Now, he'd been through quite a transition, living in weightlessness for 6 months and then back here on Earth. Now, what effects of spaceflight were you specifically interested in studying?
Well, we're focusing in on the things that make astronauts more likely to faint when they come back from space. And from previous observations by the NASA flight crew, they've been looking at people, and there are about 80% of the people, when they come back from those long-duration missions, they feel like they are a little bit dizzy as soon as they go into a head-up position. 20% of them feel still pretty good. So what we're trying to do is a really intensive investigation of the cardiovascular system when they first get back, to see where the weak links are, to try and find out what the factors are that cause people to be likely to faint. And therefore, we hope be able to make recommendations to NASA that say, well, these are the things that your astronauts should be doing before you bring them back to Earth. So when they come back to Earth, they're less likely to feel dizzy, and they're more likely to be healthy. And if the need arises, they could get up and get away from the shuttle.
Well, why is sort of feeling lightheaded when you come back from space an issue?
Well, it's sort of like if you get out of bed too quickly in the morning, you might notice your head starts spinning a little bit, and many people fall and faint. It's a real major problem with the elderly, which is something else that we're very interested in studying in our lab. But the point here is that when you're feeling dizzy, your brain's not functioning properly, you're not getting enough oxygen up there, and you can't do the things that you're supposed to be doing. So, you know, in terms of the short duration people, when the shuttle is being landed, the commander is actually landing that shuttle. He is flying the shuttle right down to the runway, and must have perfect control over their function when they're landing.
So, how did you go about setting up your study?
Well, what we do is we put the lower part of their body into a box that's sealed in with like a kayak skirt. And the purpose of that is that we can apply some suction to that box and just move a little bit of the blood down toward the legs, just like we were tilting someone slightly upright. So we can vary the amount of suction and, you know, have a little bit of tilt equivalent or a lot of tilt equivalent. And what we've done is we've designed this experiment knowing that the majority of people, when they come back from spaceflight, they're going to feel dizzy pretty easily. So we use really gentle levels of suction, just move little, small volumes of blood down into the legs. That then challenges the cardiovascular system, so that what we're examining in this experiment, it lasts 32 minutes, but we have in the first phase, we look at how efficiently the veins are returning blood back to the heart.
Oh, so in other words, you're sort of sloshing blood around in his body here, pulling it down towards his feet?
Well, we're just displacing it. You know, when you stand up in the morning, the blood that had been sort of sitting around in your chest mostly during the night now goes down into the legs. You know, you can do this experiment just with your arm. If you let your arm dangle down, you see the veins in the back of your hand swell out. You put your arm up slightly above heart level, and those veins all empty out. Right? So gravity has a huge role in where the blood sits in the body.
Now, you say that you're focusing on the cardiovascular system, the heart and pumping blood around. Why are you looking there as the source of this fainting experience that the astronauts experience?
Well, the main thing is the cardiovascular system pumps the blood carries the oxygen, and the oxygen's required by the brain. So if for any reason your blood pressure starts to fall, then you're not going to have as much driving pressure to bring that oxygen up to the brain.
Now, how does this all relate to coming back from space?
Well, and when you've been in space for a little while, you've not got gravity to respond to every day. So when you come back from space, you don't get the same constriction of the arteries. You probably have some changes in how the blood comes back from the lower part of the body through those veins. And you put all of that together, and you have a system that's likely to end up with a low blood pressure. And the one other thing I haven't mentioned yet, actually, is that you always have less blood volume when you come back from space than when you went up, because the body recognizes that it now has too much fluid flowing around in that closed loop of the circulatory system.
Oh, so you have less blood pressure, and that might lead to this fainting feeling that the astronauts when they stand up.
That's right. It's a combination of the lower blood volume and the reduced ability of the cardiovascular system to do the appropriate responses, to constrict those arteries, to make the heart beat faster, and so on. All of those things change somewhat when you come back from space. And, you know, the only way we're going to make it better for the next series of astronauts, the people going to the moon, going to Mars, is by doing these experiments and by getting a much better understanding of what the things are that change, how to prevent them, how to optimize the conditions, because going to Mars, you're going to be close to 3 years at either zero or greatly reduced gravity. So, you know, lots of things can happen to the system, and we really need to have a good idea of what's required to bring them back healthy.
Dr. Houston, thank you very much for your time.
Okay, you're quite welcome, Bob.
Dr. Richard Houston is a professor and research chair in the Faculty of Applied Health Sciences at the University of Waterloo. Coming up, science fact or science fiction?